Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice, a practice focused on a remembrance of what's true, a journey to remember your own truth, to gain clarity amidst some perhaps muddy waters inside and out. So let's get started by first and foremost finding a comfortable position. Whether that's in bed or down on a yoga mat, maybe you're in a recliner or somewhere else entirely today. Perhaps you extend the legs nice and long. Maybe you reach the fingertips overhead to find and feel into a full body stretch. Then when you're ready, relax down onto the earth below you. The arms down by the sides, nice and long, palms can face up towards the ceiling. Perhaps ground down into the earth. Open up the shoulders, pull them down, knit shoulder blades in and down, broaden through the collarbones. Invite a scoop of the pelvis to connect low back with the earth, a tuck of the chin to free up any congestion that may have accumulated in the upper spine, throughout the back of the neck. Allow the jaw to unravel. Release any held expression through the face. Feel a smoothing out through forehead, eyebrows, a softness through the eye sockets, even woven into the eyelids. A spaciousness through the throat. Let it circle and weave its way through collarbones, the rib cage. Let the heart open through the front line and ground down through the back line. Release any residual grip or holding patterns through the belly, the glutes, the pelvis. Feel a wave of release, a washing down of letting go through the legs, letting the toes flop open to the sides. Do you feel supported, warm, symmetrical, and free of any distraction, anything that might be nudging you right now? What could you do to be even 5% more comfortable? Feel that balance throughout the body, allowing the skin, the muscle to detach from the bone and sink down with gravity into the support or supports of whatever you are lying on. Making those adjustments or wiggles or fidgets to your position, your body, your props, any movement, big or small, that you might need to find relaxation, to find presence, peace in the body and mind. Take a big breath in. And as you exhale, feel a surrender into stillness. Another big breath in. Exhale, give yourself permission to drop towards stillness. Take a few more intuitive breaths, just like that. Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breaths in to fill up, to expand. Every exhale, a letting go, a walking gently but intently towards and down into stillness. Intuitive, long, slow, smooth, deep belly breaths in. Cleansing, releasing sighs out. One more intentional big belly breath in and out. And then start to watch the natural breath, the innate, intuitive breath. And rather than forcing or engaging in the activity of breathing, could you imagine that you are yourself being breathed by the atmosphere, the universe, so that your inhale is that source's exhale, your exhale its inhale, the universe, God, the atmosphere, the environment, your highest self, completely departing, walking away from all sense of doing, and simply doing your best to settle, move into, walk towards being, stepping into now your innate and native self, returning back home here. Feel that we are such busy beings, and a lot of times we engage in these busy activities to distract ourselves. We do in order to distract from pain, from suffering, from perhaps some uncomfortable inner work. We do to distract from the being, the sitting with one self, that inner work that, though yes, at times uncomfortable, always results in healing, transformation, and growth mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So on your next exhale, allow yourself to completely depart from that doing, that busyness, that distracting, and feel yourself slipping into your true nature, your native self, your blueprint, the design of your soul, generations and generations old. Slipping now into being. Feel that. Be that. Now start to play or toy with the idea of a resolve or an intention for your practice. And allow your Sankalpa today to be your becoming, the thing that you want most to be a part of your life. Whether you wish to engage in a different way of being, such as being more well-rested than being busy. Formulate your Sankalpa, your sacred vow, And imagine as you're creating it that it's something that already exists in your life. So realistically, we're thinking about something we want to grow into, but at the same time, we are imagining viscerally, sensationally, emotionally, what that would all be like. The emotions we would feel, the thoughts we would have, the way we would move through our world. All if that becoming, that intention, were to come to fruition. So formulate your sankalpa, your I or I am statement. And perhaps for this practice, deciding on a vow that reflects what you already know to be your true nature, a mirror of your native self. So maybe I am open. I am ready to receive. I am wise. I am intuitive. I listen. I speak. I am fulfilled. I am doing the inner work. I am well rested. Whatever the intention, whatever your truth may be, formulate this sentence and repeat it back to yourself mentally 3 times. Really sinking into your imagination what it would feel like to be living this truth. Feel it in your bones, feel it pumping through your veins, and then let it go. Good. Continuing to stay perfectly still, I will now take you through a rotation of consciousness. I'll be calling parts of the body, and you'll simply bring your awareness or light up the muscle or point in the body as I call them out. This lighting up practice starts with the thumb on the right hand. So maybe imagine and feel a little light bulb at the tip of your right hand thumb. Light it up here. The right pointer finger. Flip that little light on. The right middle finger. Ring finger. Pinky finger. The roots of all 5 fingers on the right hand. Light up the back of the hand, the center of the palm, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, top of the right shoulder, the right underarm, right side of the chest, ribs, right side of the belly, the right hip point, glute muscle, top of the thigh, back of the right thigh, kneecap, back of the right knee, the right shin bone, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the right foot. Light up the right big toe, 2nd toe, 3rd, 4th, and 5th toe. Feel the root knuckles of the toes. Feel back into the center of the sole of the foot. And in your mind's eye, isolate your attention to the entire right side of the body now, only sensing the entire right side of the body, lighting up just the right side. moving the practice to the left side. Start with the left hand thumb, turning on that little light bulb, and then moving to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the roots of all five fingers on the left hand. Light up the back of the hand, the center of the palm, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, top of the left shoulder, the left armpit, left side of the chest, ribs, left side of the belly, the left hip point, glute muscle, top of the thigh, back of the thigh, left kneecap, back of knee, left shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the left foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left fifth toe. Feel the root knuckles of the left toes. Then feel into the center of the sole of the foot. And in your mind's eye, isolate your attention to the entire left side of the body, only sensing the entire left side of the body, just the left side. Now let's zip up the two halves of the body. Pull your attention into both heels. Light up both calves, both hamstrings, both glutes. Light up the low back, middle back, and upper back, the back of the head, all resting on the surface below you. The surface below you, holding the whole body. Imagine your whole body lying on the ground. The whole body here. Feel the whole body grounded, supported. The whole body lit up in your awareness. Now bring your awareness to the toes, the right toes and the left toes. Isolate your awareness to the tips of the left toes and inhale through toes, foot, leg, left side, belly, all the way up to the third eye. Then exhale down the right side to and through the tips of the toes. Inhale up right side, toes to third eye. Exhale down the left side, third eye, through toes. Inhaling through left toes, up to the third eye. Exhale down the right side, third eye, through the toes. Breathing in this way, a bottomless triangle of breath. If you'd like, add the color blue to the left side and red to the right side. Red, right, blue, left. Breathing in and up through the toes to the third eye, then down and out the opposite side, third eye, through toes. Staying here, pulling breath in and up, opposite side, down and out. Left side, blue, if you choose. Right side, red. Now land at the third eye, release the breath, and gather your full awareness to light up the space between the brows, the third eye center, the Ajna chakra, our warehouse of intuition. And if you feel into the center of the brows and then fall back toward back of the head, find the center between these two points, the midbrain. It is here that the pineal gland exists, sometimes called the God gland or the spirit molecule. This is the source of those butterflies, those gut feelings. It's the culmination of all of our sensory awareness, a bouquet of everything we are experiencing. And it takes very little effort for us to enter into, to come into this space of intuition. Really, all that is necessary is trusting. Really trusting ourselves, trusting that we are wise, trusting that we already know, trusting that the blueprint of our soul has a plan, the plan, and all we need to do is remember. Remember our foundation, remember what makes us feel safe and secure. Remember how to properly digest our emotions, how to open our heart, speak our truth. We just need to remember that we are wise. Allow yourself to see with this third eye. Trusting into the bodily sensations, the sensory feedback that we get in every minute of every day, guiding us back to our true nature, walking us back to our native self. So continue to pull your attention into the space between the brows. Allow the eyes to sink into the back of the head and bring your awareness to light up the bridge of the nose. And then allow your attention to wash in opposite directions across your sinuses. Allow the jaw to hang from its hinge, the tongue to relax. Feel the lips slightly part and feel into the face of the throat. Allow there to be space between the jawbone and the collarbones as your shoulders melt further into gravity. Allow yourself to feel incredibly heavy. All of your bones sinking to the back of the body, anchoring you to the ground. And then alternately, inspire a feeling of lightness, as if you might float on your next inhale. Feel yourself lift up and levitate from the ground. Then come back to the experience of heaviness, back body grounding into the earth, allowing your tissues and muscles and fibers to liquefy. Once again, feel that alternate sensation of lightness, imagining your composure to be that of a cloud, floating up away from the surface of the floor. And call to mind one more time that feeling of heaviness, and allow yourself to sink into the back body, and revel in the security, the stability, the safety of the seat of the soul. Now bring to mind a point in time when you were lied to. You were either told something untrue purposefully, or were led to believe something for a long time that was not true. Feel what that feels like in your body. What it feels like to be lied to. What it feels like to know that something is not real, not true. And try to locate the space in your body where this emotion, this experience is arising. Then alternately, call to mind the truest thing that you know. Is it your love for something, for someone? Is it someone else's love for you? Is it a law of nature, a wisdom teaching, something you know beyond a doubt in your being to be true? And feel how that feels in the body. Even trying to locate the physical space in which this feeling arises. And once more, revisit the feeling of being lied to, falsehood. And then come back to the space of truth, clarity, absolute knowing. And allow yourself to feel into the space within your body where truth lives, where it originates. And as if this space, this point of deep truth, were contagious, allow it to spread and bubble into the other cells and places and spaces of your body. Allow that energy of truth to move from whatever location it began and flood into every part of your being now. Maybe even allowing it to flood the space around you in which your body, your energy, occupies. Maybe see how far you can bubble up, spread out that sense of truth. Can you fill this room? Can it spill out the windows, roll down the street, fill up the city, the country, beyond. And then rest deeply into this awareness of truth, into this space of clarity and the deepest knowing. Trust this. Be here. And find your Sankalpa from and within this place of truth, clarity, trust, the deepest knowing, as if it were already true. Repeat your Sankalpa as many times as you need. And still completely absorbed and saturated in truth, intuition, in a deep inner knowing, completely basking in your native self. At the same time, begin to ignite and send your awareness back into the physical plane. Perhaps you would like to deepen the breath, maybe wiggle your fingers and toes from tips to the root knuckles. Maybe you find a stretch, anything that feels intuitive and good and right. Maybe once again you find that full body stretch from fingertips through toe tips. You can, of course, remain on your back. Maybe hug knees in, give yourself a squeeze, a little rock, and roll side to side before rolling over into the fetal position. You could mindfully come to your belly or rise to a seat, taking your time making any and all adjustments, just like you would setting up your nest at the beginning of this practice. Always investing in self, never half-assing it, right? Right. Relax down into the ground for another moment or two. Pause here. With hands at my heart center, may you carry on into the rest of your day, the rest of your life in truth, with clarity, in deep knowing, and trust. You got this always. I bow to you. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.